Blog Talk Radio. All right. We're tuned in. Geeks and Radio. It's your girl, Miss Geeky One. Live right here. This awesome, wonderful Wednesday night with my co-host. What's up, co-host?
Geeky One. How we doing? How we doing out there?
Right. Then I got my other co-host. What's up, Mug of Man? Live right here, Geeky One Radio.
Turn up. Geeky One Radio, hardest radio station, straight out of Charleston. Chill.
All right. Well, we got another exciting episode. We got two authors because, you know, we support the authors, not just prison singers and dancers and a little bit of everything. And they got some hot books out. So, you know, we had to put them right here, Geeky One Radio, so we can know what they have going on. We can check them out. We can find their books. And, you know, hear their story. We do got some new music right here, too. We do got some topics of discussion. I don't know how in-depth we want to go in with this tonight. But you know what it is? October, which is Breast Cancer Month. And it is also October, which is National Domestic Violence Month. And there's a lot going on. I do know a couple people, before we start talking about the Geeky One Awards as well, some people was talking about some of the stuff that I've been posting on my Facebook page. Some of that has to go with all the craziness that's going on in the city. If y'all didn't know, it was a young man caught himself killing himself the day before yesterday. He tried to jump off the bridge holding his kids. And actually, the kids survived, which I think is awesome. But it is still, it's just crazy. I mean, did you hear about that, Isaac?
No, I didn't hear about it. Sorry, didn't hear about that one. All right.
And then, you know, the young lady, the 9-year-old young lady that actually died in a car accident as well. So a lot of people, you know, the newspapers, it's been on the
news,
everybody's talking about. You heard about it?
Yeah, I heard about the Roxanne Lewinsky joint. Her daughter, you know, passed away. Shout out to Roxanne. Sorry for your family. You know, everybody praying for you to get you on family. We actually passed that one, Felicia. We were together going somewhere, and we passed the accident, which occurred by the Cosgrove Bridge. And, you know, I heard about that. And I also heard that it's been 30 people now that died, has been killed in Charleston. I think it's 28, 29, 30. And last year, around the same time, it was 8. So, I mean, Charleston, wake up. We're killing each other out here. I mean, we're at 3 times the rate that we were last year murdering each other. I mean, wake up, man. I mean, you already got cops killing us. There's no need for us killing each other. Stop the violence, man. Wake up.
And that's true as well. So we got to do better, because I want to say that same day, a young man, I can't remember his name at the second, Bricks. They call him Bricks, but I forgot his real name. He was actually gunned down in Hunter's Ridge that same day, which was a couple of days ago. Like I said, there was a lot going on, a lot going on. So, you know, we just have to be conscious of our surroundings, and I guess we just have to pray. Mother Man, I mean, is there anything out there that is really pressing your buttons?
Not really. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused right now, so shit, I ain't worrying about nothing but trying to get to that prize, you already know. Moving to GP One Awards, you know what I'm saying? That irk on my buttons, you know what I'm saying? I was looking forward for that next month, you know what I'm saying?
Well, again, we are pushing into the awesome month of January. That gives people more time to get themselves together, get their gear together, get ready. Don't just come up there in your shirt and you know, come out nice. We got us a beautiful venue in mind. I can't put it out there just yet. I'm hoping that it will be locked down by Friday, hopefully, praise God, you know. That it'll be locked down by Friday, and then we can announce it and get these flyers and get this promotion. And if we do get this particular venue, Okay, we're going to play a song real quick, and then when we get back, we have our... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, man. All right, that's enough with the DC1 award, you know? Yeah. What's pressing me, you know, with all that being said, you know, I talked to a few people, you know, people talk to people, and y'all, stick with us, man. With more money, more of a movement, more people following you, it comes more problems. And in these contracts, it's always stipulations where they can get to you in ways you can't control. And there's people out here that they got their own movement, and when they see volumes of people and having a good time, and you know, it's no violence, you know. Geechee1 past 10 years has never had a violent issue. It's other people we deal with that, you know, Black Lives Matters, that's not about violence, and Stop the Violence, other groups that's not about violence. But as we grow in Charleston, and as we keep moving in the masses and not causing no problems, that's going to cause a problem with other people. And, you know, we gotta stick together, y'all, and keep moving, man. Just more money, more problems.
All right, I'm about to jump into a song, and we got our first interviewee on the line, and she is ready to be right here with us, Geechee1 Radio. Here we go with this new song by Carl Arn, by Duffel Bag Biggie. Let's go, Geechee1 Radio.
Game ain't the same no more. Niggas that see that nigga hurting, man, and still wouldn't give a hand on. That's why I don't ask for that shit, nigga.
Man, tell me who to call on. Nobody. When your money running low, asking for help, they moving slow. I thought we fall till we fall home. My home. Game ain't the same no more. Like, what you need a friend for? Man, tell me who to call on. Nobody. When your money running low, asking for help, they moving slow. Some niggas don't respect it. Situations get hectic when niggas feeling neglected. Bro, I'm telling you, it get messy. I know the game crazy. On my grind, I can't be lazy. I done post up on them now as fuck. You pay me time, I thought that'd be my dog. But soon as I took that ball, most of them, they're running off. I've been the one that they call when they down to the land. Every time niggas sad, I ain't never turn my back. I've been the one with the bag. Nigga, with me when you bad, in my time of need. So I'm like, fuck a friend, I run this shit up. But from now on, nigga, ain't no
man,
asking
me.
Man,
tell me who to call on. Nobody.
When your money running low, asking for help, they moving slow. I thought we fall till we fall home.
My home.
The game ain't the same no more. Like, what you need a friend for?
Real.
Man, tell me who to call on.
Nobody.
When your money running low, asking for help, they moving slow. I thought we fall till we fall home.
My home.
The game ain't the same no more. Like, what you need a friend for?
Real. Damn, I thought
shit. Chuck your friends to the end. I gotta tell the truth. That shit hurt me to my heart. Look at the shit we done start. Talking since the sandbox. Let a bitch get in between. That's the way we fell apart. Show love and loyalty.
All right, are we back? Geechee1 Radio. It's your girl, Miss Geechee1. And my co-host, Mugman. As well as the dog man right here at Geechee1 Radio. I got some things I want to announce real quick. First up, nominations for the 2016 Geechee1 Awards still ends October 31st. Please make sure you go and you vote. And again, whoever has the most votes wins. You know what I'm saying? If you're already on the ballot, you're already there, you know, let's go ahead. You know, you got a couple more days to do it. Just go ahead and, you know, check everybody out. You know, get prepared. Next thing, Candlelight Visual, this Saturday, October 29th from 5 to 7 o'clock, celebrating the life of Princess. And I might be saying her name wrong, so if I'm saying it wrong, I'm going to say Davi, because it's the young lady that's 9 years old that died. But they got singers, they got some dancers, and they got a speaker, J Soul, Queen Christine, Taylor Made Praise Dances, Papa Smurf. It'll be on the Hamilton Carnario Lake, which is downtown Charleston. If y'all want to be a part or you know, got any information, you can hit up Lovey at 843-530-2826. I know that is one thing right there. Everybody sharing it. If you see the flyer, I just shared it on my page. Make sure you share it on your page. We need to support. Again, like I said, with the drunk driving, you know, if y'all drinking and driving, y'all got to stop it. Like, you don't know who's out there. You don't know what's going on. You know, you don't just hurt yourself. You're hurting other people out there. You're hurting families. You're hurting everybody. You know, schools, kids at their schools, friends, everybody. So don't drink it and drive it. If you got to call you an Uber. I don't mean to jump subject real quick, but there are some, I don't know, this sounds crazy, but we had a killer clown spotted at Charleston Southern. I guess everybody was scared. Did you hear about that, Mugger Man?
What at?
Did you hear about the clown that was spotted at Charleston Southern?
No, I ain't hear about that.
I heard about the clown, man.
Okay.
All I can say is clowns be well.
Don't like be you. No clown for Halloween. I know that shit.
Yeah, man.
And
I know it.
If you was a clown, please don't play no practical joke with me, guys. Because I damn shit, boy. That's it, boy.
All right, we do got our first interviewee, and her name, and I'm hoping this is the correct person, because there was two of them. Miss Maya, is this you?
No, actually, it's Tisha.
This Tisha?
Yes, did I have the correct slot, or?
10:15?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I might be saying the name wrong. How are you, Miss Tisha?
Good, thank you.
Awesome. For everybody out there who don't know you, could you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Oh gosh, I hate this part. My name is Tisha. I just started my own publishing company in July. I've been self-published for a little bit, and then I went up under publisher, and I just separated from my publisher. I have about 11 books on Amazon. I lost count. Also right under Hope Destiny as well.
Yes, I think that's what confuses me a little bit, because I keep saying Tisha, and then, you know, Levin keeps saying Hope, and I'm like, Hope, Tisha? Okay. All right. All right. So, Tisha, you have a book that is sort of catered towards the domestic violence. Is that correct?
Yes, I just released I Love the Way You Lie last Friday. This Friday will be Pieces of Me, and they're all books in honor of Domestic Violence Month, which is this month. So no one actually knows October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we, myself and Lovey dropped flash fictions for the last 2 weeks. It'll be the third week in this month. We will be releasing a short story that is based on domestic violence.
Okay. So, I mean, not to be too personal with you, have you witnessed domestic violence, or is it something that you personally
witnessed? Yeah, I grew up with, it's seven of us and seven dads. To be honest, man, I watched my mom, my sister's father beat on my mom physically, as well as my brother's father also physically abused her. And so I've witnessed it, and I've been a part of it. Hers was physical abuse, mine was more verbal, which, you know, It happens. I mean, it happens to the best of us. I was thinking that, no, it's not going to happen to me. You know, I'm already geared. I was geared more towards the, I was prepared more for the physical and not the verbal abuse that I endured. And it was just, you know, so very personal subject to me, very personal matter. So.
Okay. Okay. Now, like you said, you know, you went through a lot of, not really the physical, but really the verbal abuse.
Verbal.
Now, do you feel that, I mean, not even that, I guess, you know, a lot of men are actually saying that they're being verbally abused or, you know, or not even
I
physically
see
abused.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
So, I mean, like,
give yourself an applause on that one.
What did you say? What did you say, Isaac? I'm sorry.
I'm saying that's very true. Men, I mean, I've seen it. I see
yeah,
it every day. Men get verbally
mm-hmm.
abused by women every day. Verbal abuse. I mean, whew.
But so like with your book, it's a fictional story or?
Yeah, it's always, but you know, it's always truth and fiction. So. A lot of it, I made it up because, I mean, I don't really know the back work of, you know, everything my mom endured. I was a child at the time. So a lot of that I wrote about in the book is more, I mean, the last book that I dropped, it was a slight physical and a little emotional as well in there. And then this one will be for the pieces of me that will be dropping on Friday will be physical and, you know, verbal abuse. So it touches on a lot of everything, and it's, you know, it's make-believe. But regardless of how I write about it, somebody could be going through the same exact thing that I'm writing about because, you know, no one person goes through the same exact thing when it comes to domestic violence. It's just based on the one they're with, the abuser, you know, what he's capable of and what the abuse is, you know, is enduring or letting, you know, we say we let things happen, but, you know, we become so wrapped up in, you know, maybe I shouldn't, or maybe I, you know, maybe it was my fault. Maybe I shouldn't have did this, and maybe I shouldn't have did that. So a lot of times, you know, you don't really know that, you know, it's bad. You're thinking that, you know, I provoked him, I should, you know, something or the other. So, you know, and most people don't speak out against it. And then, you know, other people around them, if they see it, they don't say anything about it. And, you know, it's crazy. And it's real. So, you know, it should be brought to the forefront. It should be, you know, talked about. It should be acknowledged. It should be something that people are talking about, you know, bring more awareness to it.
Okay. Now, as for the book, because I know you said it's something, you know, fantasy that you made up. And I know, like, you know, if you was a director, you don't want to tell everybody the whole, you know, what happened at the end. Someone gets killed, someone gets murdered. But could you tell us a little bit of the story so we can, you know, who are we following and what are they enduring and who are they enduring?
Which for the one for last Friday or the one for this Friday?
Which one
of me
would you like
or,
us to go pick up? Yes, the one you want us to go pick up right now.
I Love the Way You Lie. It's awesome story. It's about abuse, and she actually, you know, it's a happy ending on that one, but you know, it still entails the things that she thought that she brought upon herself, felt that she deserved because of the choice she made in her life. And then I Got My Flowers Today by Lovey. I mean, that book is like, you know, to me it's a tearjerker. So, you know, you never know. You never know what kind of emotions to bring out and, you know, you never know what anyone's going to feel. It's more of this stuff happens every day. This is what someone endures. You know, it's just a scenario that you think that they're enduring or something that, you know, it's made up. So, but, you know, like I said, it's always truth and fiction, regardless if I'm thinking it's fiction or someone else could be going through it. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, really say, you know, really say that it's all fictional, you know?
So,
okay. Go ahead.
So you say you got a few books. Are they like multi-topics? Like, do you write, you know,
yeah,
love stories, scary stories?
Yeah, they're across the board. I wrote my own story called You Don't Know My Story. You Still Don't Know My Story. Let Me Finish Telling You My Story. That's my story. It tells about how I grew up all the way up until domestic violence. It's raw, uncut. I'm writing and just cursing myself. I'm cursing myself out in the book, you know.
Mm.
And it's just, I mean, I tell it just like it was, how stupid I was, everything I endured, and every aspect that I went through, it is, you know, I incorporated that in the book. It was no holds barred, you know, because for me, I liked it. Once I wrote it, it was, you know, it was out there.
Mm. So, were you always a writer?
When I was younger, I wrote poetry when I was younger, and it was just like those low points in my life growing up without, you know, a mother or a father. It was either one or the other, never both. So, you know, it's kind of like that's, you know, the poetry was my writing. I never actually wrote a story. It was, you know, just the poetry, and that was, you know, in my teenage years. Come here, one more time.
So, what made you decide to write a book? Like, you were a poetry writer, and you just one day woke up and said, "You know what? I want to tell my story." Like, what happened?
Yes, I mean, it was just one of those things I did. I just woke up. I started writing poetry again. I just started, it's like it just came out. I started writing it, and then all of a sudden I'm like thinking, I want to write my story, because me, I'm not going to verbally tell anyone this is what I went through. So it was like a way for me to air my dirty laundry, write it like a diary. And, you know, I told everything that I could remember, because, you know, every bad thing that we go through in our life, we try to forget it. So I had to really dig deep to really, you know, write the story, and, you know, I cried through it, you know, I have some funny parts in it, but I have some, you know, very emotional parts in it, so it was, you know, it was more of a therapeutic for me, a relief to write it, you know, to get, you know, because I want to tell my story, and that was the best way I could do it, was to write a book.
Got me interested. I ain't gonna lie. You got me interested.
Mugger Man, do you have a question for Miss Tisha tonight?
Shit, I need a copy of that. Sounds interesting. I need an autograph copy.
I do have another actual person that always calls in. I don't know if he should be a host. He always calls in. I don't know if he has a question or not, or he just might be tuned in. Black Boy, did you have a question for Miss Tisha tonight?
No, I just been tuning in to this. You talk about I should be a host. Shout out to everybody, man. But no, I just been listening, man. Like, but salute to your grind. Like, you keep on working. But no, I just really been tuning in.
I got you. Now, Miss Tisha, going back to you and your publishing, what made you decide that you wanted to start your own publishing company for those out there who might be interested?
I just wanted to be on my own. I wanted to have my own say. I wanted to do everything myself. I wanted to have control over who edit my books or where my covers come from. You know, when you're a publisher, you have no say in anything. And I just wanted to be on my own. I didn't need anyone directing me anymore, you know, because, you know, I became, you know, everything that I needed, you know, I had the knowledge to do it. So I didn't need to be under anybody to accomplish my goals, my writing goals in life.
Okay, so by doing your own publishing company, do you feel that it brings you more money? I mean, you have the right? The sign people, same thing, you know, be over other people. So do you bring more money in by doing this?
Well, it's not so much as money. It's more of, you know, I write. I love because I, you know, love to write. You know, if it's based on sales, yeah, I'll probably quit. But, you know, I love to do it. So, you know, it's a task. It's a chore. It's a lot of work. But, you know, I'd rather, you know, think of it this way, as if I'm building my own self. I'm making my own decision. I'm my own boss. I got my own. So it doesn't matter how much work it takes, how much money I'm losing. It doesn't matter. I'm my own boss. You know, it's all me. I don't have no restraints, no restrictions. I can do what I want to do.
Well said.
Thank you.
Now, I know you said you just started your publishing, but have you, those out there like who write and want to do books, how much money do you feel that can be, how much money can a person make writing books? So how much money have you, I know you don't want to tell us all the figures and everything, but
that's a crazy question.
It varies. It's crazy because you have to get the fan base, and you know, you can be in the red. I'm going to tell you.
You can make $1 million.
Be in the red. Yeah, you know, or you can make zero.
You can make $1 million.
You can make a couple
dollars. You make nothing.
Yeah. You never know. So it's all about, you got to put your money, time, effort, everything into it. And, you know, you may be like, you know, some people are like, you know, I'm giving up. You know, I've heard people say, you know, I ain't making no money. I'm not writing. You know, I'll do it because I love it. If it's for the money, I probably wouldn't be doing it. So,
I mean,
I
might have asked it wrong because, you know, like a lot of people, they see other people and they be like, okay, well, you know, Tisha, she made $100,000 last year. You know, I'm going to write me a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hopefully I can
do
what
Tisha
did. I can make the $100,000.
Yeah, but most people get in there thinking they're about to be rich. It's not a get rich quick scheme. You know, this book world is, you know, it's hard. You know, you got to get the fan base. You got to grab the audience. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. I mean, not at all. It takes work.
You
got to
go on the radio shows.
Right. You got to do everything. Everything. Any and everything. You got to build your brand. You got to market. It's, you know, it's a lot of work. And, you know, you may not get what you think you want out of it, but if you love to do it, you're going to continue to do it regardless of, you know, or anything that's happening. So it's up to that person. Are they coming in because they love it? Or are they coming in for money? You got to, you know, choose your poison. So, you know, it is what it is. It's a book world. You never know what you're going to get out of it.
Now, do you know your demographics that actually have picked up any of your past books?
Not really, because most of mine, the first novels, it was catered to 18 and above because, you know, they were hardcore with porn in there, basically, you know. But when I switched to urban Christian fiction, so 18 and up for them books, girl. But you know, when I switched to urban Christian fiction, it's not porn in there. You know, it's scriptures, it's open. So you know, I target whoever. It's all over Facebook. Is what, billions of people on there. So you know, I never target that, though, you know. Now when I write, I target to, you know, to a younger audience and up. You know, when I wrote before, it was 18 and up, you know, because the stuff in there, I wouldn't want my 15-year-old to read.
So is there still a strong niche for the sexual books?
I don't know, because see, let me answer that. Yeah, because I mean, most of the people have urban fiction out there and erotica. You know, everybody's just, people sell sex, you know. It works, you know, that's not where I'm at in my life. So, you know, it is what it is. So I write what I want to write.
Who's your authors? Are you a Carl Weber fan?
I'm a David Weaver fan. I'm a T.G. Lickens fan. I'm a Cole Hart fan. You know, I love Lila Jefferson.
Patterson? What you know about James Patterson?
That's what I was reading initially. Cole Hart is the one that turned me on to actually Leader Jefferson, not Cole Hart. It was Leader Jefferson's book, The Savage Series. I was gone from there. I never read any Urban books at all. When I read The Savage Series, I was hooked. And then I switched to Cole Hart. And it went on and went on. And I'm jumping. And then that was it.
Okay.
It was over. No more James Patterson.
So,
I was twilighting and everything. And
what? Okay.
Yeah, what? I was not thinking those books, man.
Let me see if you rounded. Did you do any Harry Potter series?
Oh, whole series. I got all those movies on DVD.
Okay.
Harry Potter. Yeah.
But
I
did you read it?
Yes, I read the last two, I believe. I think it was,
okay.
What it was.
50 Shades of Grey. Did you read that?
Yes, I did. I did read
okay.
that. Love that. The
okay.
whole trilogy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just asking.
All right,
just
I got to wrap up the interview. Again, could you tell everybody where to contact you and where to find your book?
You can find all my books on Amazon.com under Hope Destiny. They can find me on Facebook under Hope Destiny. They can find me at Hope Destiny at Pinpoint Publications LLC.com. That's my email. My Instagram is Pinpoint Pub. And then I have my Twitter. It's Author Hope Destiny. All that. So I can be reached anywhere, anytime. You know, so my email is always open. But of course, I have a day job, so I'm not always online.
Saying that too. Again, we thank you for coming on the show, and we'll look forward
thank
to checking
you.
Out more of your work. And don't forget about us, Get You on Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye, guys.
All right, up
Yay.
Next, we do have a which she is already in queue to go. I'm going to play a song real quick. I got to play a song. And then we will jump into Miss Maya. We got that Snapchat party by Isis. And Miss Maya, and I might be saying your name wrong, so I'm saying it wrong. Please correct me. I got you up next. Get You on Radio.
Jonas, your boy, Giovanni, coming to you live from Window View Studio. And I want everybody to pull out their phone, no matter where you at, and put it on the snap.
And I be getting money just for 5 5. So go on and take a picture, put your snap back. And I be turning up how you love that. So go on and press record, put your snap back. Put your snap, 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 put your snap.
Put me on Snapchat. Still drippin' sauce, man.
me and tell them to add me on Snap. And then they get turned up. Hold up, let me put this on Snap. And I be getting money just for 5-5. So go on and take a picture for your Snap. And I be turning up.
That right there, Snapchat Party by Cece, which will be performing live at the 2016 GT1 Awards going down in January. But I'm jumping into my next interview. We have Miss Maya live right here at GT1 Radio, and I might be saying her name wrong, but
no, you're saying it right.
Okay, good. Because I was like, can you come on here and be some old other name, Miss Mia or something? I'm like, okay. All right. No. Got you live right here. You another author doing your thing, writing books, showcasing your talent, doing your thing. Could you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Maya. I'm 28 years old. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a chef. And I actually have a franchise for Taxamize Accounting. I'm signed with Kells K Publishing. I have two books under my belt, and I'm also coming out with my third, actually, in November. Yeah, so that pretty much sums it up.
So this is going on your third book. So how's this, you know, like, did you get a lot of motivation by doing the first and second? A lot of people said they loved it, or what was your feedback?
Actually, a lot of people love my first series. It actually motivated me for my third. My third is nothing like my first two books. I kind of went, I guess you could say, left field. Like, I tried to touch on some subjects that's, like, not really being touched on in the urban community, or at least not enough. But for the feedback, most part, a lot of people love my first two series, well, my first two books.
All right, all right, all right. So for the new one coming up, what's the name of it and what's it about?
I just got to finish writing it last night, and we're still trying to come up with the title for it. But pretty much it's about a 17-year-old girl who endures abuse by her mom. It's pretty much like she's sold into the pimp gang by her parent. She has this love for music. And she runs into this guy who she kind of meshes with. And during her ordeal of trying to find her love for her music or try to pursue her love for her music, she's sold into the pimp world. So she has to endure that. She has a best friend who's pretty much going through the ins and outs of life. Like, she has to fend for her family. It's a lot of family secrets being revealed. And pretty much she has to hold her family together. And one of my main characters, Sax, he's like a ghostwriter. And he's been through so much in his lifetime that he's trying to find a way to deal with it, balance his professional life and his home life. And he's looking for that one. As far as singers goes, like, he knows what he's looking for when he finds it. And he eventually runs into Erica, which is my main character, and they kind of hit it off. So pretty much they're going to try to overcome their obstacles in their lives while pursuing their professional careers in music.
All right. This sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You sound like a really detailed writer. So I know the first two works must have been awesome. It's what I just got from there. I'm like, you know, I'm picturing it in my head. Like,
yeah.
You're talking about fresh off the press. She said she just get through writing this one last night. What? Exclusive. Oh my goodness, we getting the exclusive.
Yeah.
I mean, the anchor ain't dry yet.
Yeah.
So we gotta help you think of a name for this.
Yes. Me and my publisher and one of my
She said she ain't got no name yet.
Like we going through names because like this book is so deep that I just don't want to throw any title on it. Like it, like it has the fit. Like the title has to fit every aspect of this story because the way I'm looking at it, I want to make it a 2-part series. But if I can make it go to 3, I will. But my title has the stretch all the way through how many ever number of books that I'm writing for this series because it's just that deep. Like it's so many twists and turns. It's, I want to almost say it's dark. It's dark, but it has its light. Like, and it's, the main character is one of those people. I wouldn't necessarily say that she has her share of bad luck, but she has her share and she's trying to find her way. So I'm kind of touching on a lot of subjects from anywhere from rape, domestic violence. It's just, it's one of those books. But it has its happy moments. But I have to find the right title. I can't just slap any title on this book.
Word. I totally agree. I was like, I don't know, one of my first, I guess, urban novels that I read, and I've probably been kind of mixed with it, but I still, the one I remember the most was Omar Tyree's Fly Girl. I know you read it.
Yeah,
I read
it. Many more.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't like it?
Many more. That was one of those stories that I wasn't supposed to read at a young age. It was my mom's book, and when she caught me, I got in trouble for reading that book because I was young.
So would your book be compared sort of to that a little bit, or just the way that it was written?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
All right, I got the perfect name for it: The Birth of a Woman. Hey.
Okay. I know that in my list of suggestions, like we have
I'm
been
telling
trying
you,
to
man.
Figure out a name for this book, I think since I was like sitting on 25K, we had been trying to think of a book since I've been at 25K with that book. And it's just like, it's three people trying to think of the perfect title. And that's crazy because this seems like a lot of work. So,
well, to me, what it sounds like with all these, you know, this, confusion and chaos, I just sound like the everyday of a black woman. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, every day is an obstacle. So, you know, every day. So y'all go through many challenges in life. And, you know, I mean, make it simple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I want. And you know what? That's crazy because I think I want simplicity in my, and I want something that, I want a simple title, but I want it to have a meaning. Like,
right.
You to know when you hear this title, like, this book is not like other books. I mean, it has some events that has happened, but the way that I wrote it from personal experiences. So you're going to feel where I was coming from. So, So we're working on it. Hopefully we come up with something for tonight.
The coldest winter ever.
Okay, well, let's go back a little bit. So what actually inspired you to want to write?
I wanted to write about something that I wanted to read about. I will always read a book, and they will have one of three key elements that I look for when I read. So it wasn't like it was a complete read for me. It was like I wanted more. Even after they might have written a second or third book to it, it felt like it was missing something. So pretty much I wanted to write something that I wanted to read about.
See? Simple.
So what is your, I know you want to say one of your books, but besides one of your books, what is one of your favorite, I guess, urban novels that you've written so far?
My favorite would have to be my part two of my Pistols and Pains Praying for Her Love series. That would have to be my favorite. This here, the new book that I'm writing, I love it, but I'm still, like, that's a coping mechanism for me. So until it's completely, like, just sent off to the edit, I may have a different feel about it. But right now, that's, like, my woo-saw off of a lot of things that happened in my life. So, yeah, I would say Pistols and Pains, my part two.
Awesome. Isaac, did you have a question for Miss Mike?
You know, we've been vibing. I've been listening. She's been saying a lot of good things. Let me see, a question. Well, I always like to ask this question to our authors who come on. Who were some of your authors? You know, me, you know, James Patterson, you know, Carl Weber is one of my favorites, you know. Who are some of your authors that, you know, you read their books and, you know, you just get lost in? Are there any, you know, a couple?
Waheeda Clark.
Yeah.
Vincent Morris. He's like one of those revolutionary type authors.
Okay.
A. Ward. He wrote this book called Bad for You. My publisher actually, Kels Kimberly. She's a little off the wall. Bianca Marie. I have so many. Charisse Harris. I have so many authors that I love.
Okay.
But those are my top.
Okay. Where you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah.
She said that when she first got on.
I know, but I missed it. So, you know, I asked, you know what I'm saying? You know, we do always have our interviewees repeat themselves, and because people do lose track, people do tune in. So I'm sorry for asking again, you know.
Not
your question.
They have a reality show they're shooting called Authors of Atlanta. Are you on that show, or do you know anything about it?
I've heard about it, but no, I'm not on there. I wasn't in the game yet when they first started shooting the show.
Okay. Well, let me see if Black Boy has a question for Ms. Maya. Black Boy, you have a question? I guess not. He's like, why she put me up? All right.
Mute. How you mean?
I'm asking if you got a question.
Yeah, I do have a question, but I'm saying you had me on hold, so I have my phone on mute. I don't want to mess up her interview with my background noise. You know what I mean?
All right, we have you live. Go ahead.
Mike, would you let me ask my question, please? My question is, like, how do you get, I know you write different type of books, so, like, How do you choose your topics? Like, how do you choose your topics or what type of book you want to write or, you know, like, what topic you want to tackle? And then once you do find a topic, like, how you get in your zone to actually, like, sit down and write the book?
For a lot of my topics, I write about personal experiences first. So whichever subject I feel like I need to speak on, I write there first. And when I'm in my zone, I just play my music. I play whatever mood I'm in is what I play. If it fits what I'm writing, it flows. But if it don't, then I can't really vibe. So it's more of like a thinking process for me. But mainly I write about personal experiences for my topics first.
All right. Okay, Felicia, that was my question.
All right. The Dog Man, you have another question for Ms. Maya? Dog Man, Isaac?
I'm sorry, my phone was acting up. Well, I was asking you about Atlanta because I just wanted to know, like, I know it's big and it's, you know, it's big on supporting people and it's a nice marketing environment. Like, what do you do as far as marketing yourself out there? Like, do y'all have, like, book clubs or, you know, book shows that y'all do out there, author, you know?
Yeah, we have a lot of Black-owned side of the malls. I'm actually in the process of contracts now. I have a lot of paperbacks that I go out and sell, and I actually have a team of marketing, which is like a close family and friends. So whenever I get the time and I'm off, I'm out in the street selling my paperbacks, getting all my marketing material, like my bookmarks and things like that, and I go out and sell. It's a big, Atlanta's a big city, but it's small at the same time.
Okay. That was my question, Felicia.
All right. Well, I mean, we're wrapping up the interview. Is there anything else that you want to say? Any shout-outs or information on how we can actually get your book once it's, I guess, in paper? Or even online? Everybody's online now.
All of my books are on Amazon. Goodreads, Books a Million, Barnes and Nobles. You can contact me at Maya White on any of those websites to pull up all of my books. On Facebook, you can contact me at Maya White. My Instagram is just call me Maya, all lowercase. I'm on Twitter at Maya_Dove. You can find me on Google. And yeah, pretty much that's it. That's all my contacts.
Well, again,
and my
thank you for coming.
To the women at KKP Publishing, all of my pen sisters, and my publisher, Kels Kimberly. That's
well, again,
much
we
it.
Do thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And we will be checking you out. And actually, I'm gonna go to Barnes and Noble tomorrow, and I'm gonna look you up, you know, for your last book. And
okay.
I will tell Miss Levy about it, so
okay.
She can tell you what I
hope you enjoy. Thank you.
But, that's it for the that's it. We about to get into a song real quick. We'll be right back. ET on Radio.
Show money, stacking money till it ain't funny. Bank teller can't tell me nothing. old hitter, Sam McFunny. Dropped a few, call him dead weight. HD to abbreviate. Honest dreams, yeah, we make scenes. Name in your mouth like Listerine. Nigga, I'm the shit, what the fuck you mean? Cubs on hand, got me on the lean. Mad Street, yeah, we take.
Shooters down. Then everybody move around. How about that action like I'm starring in the movie now? Keep playing with me, swear to God, bitch, you going down. Shooters, I only fuck with shooters, nigga. 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 I know the killers in this bitch that'll ride for me. I know the niggas in this bitch that'll die for me. I get the word that it's a rap, nigga. 20 racks, daddy, get your ass whacked, nigga. My bitch bought me another rod. So when the crackers kick the door and she'll take the charge. I swear to God, she my bottom bitch. Super sick, and she can take a lot of dick. All my shooters, yeah, they bout to bid it. Rule one, nigga, we don't leave a witness. Free my nigga Rocco. Nigga, play with me, I knock the beat right out your taco like, blah! Only fuck with shooters now. Then everybody move around. How about that action like I'm starring in the movie now? Keep playing with me, swear to God, bitch, you going down. Shooters, I only fuck with shooters, nigga. 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 Get down or lay down. We shoot up everything.
Tuned in to Geeky One Radio. That's your girl, Miss Geeky One. All right, there is Shooters the Hollywood Black. A little bit of that. We still got your boy Black Boy, and I think it's a little crazy right now. But Black Boy!
Yo.
Black Yo. Boy, what the fuck? What's going on with Black? What's going on?
Hey, sir, hey, sir. Stay out the way.
He said, I just said, promote yourself. Tell everybody about yourself.
Well, everybody, I go by Black the Bishop, a.k.a. Bishop Dripper, CEO Juice Gang, rapper, model, actor. You can catch me right now on Comcast On Demand on the What About Your Friend series. I'm announcing the Geechee One Awards this year, not hosting, announcing, you know, the Encore New Year's and that thing, you feel me? I got an album I'm working on called Port City Refugee. It's going to be the shit. You can check my music out on numberonemusic.com. I'm ranked number one in South Carolina. My music is ranked number three globally and number five throughout the states. And that's ranked with other artists' music, not just what some might call local. You can catch me on Reverb Nation, Black the Bishop. Check out some of my stuff, man. I got some decent music.
Well, I had a question. Why are you number three? I'm like, what? Why?
Why am I number three? Why? On the global ranking?
Yes. Why are you number three? What do you have to do to be number one?
I mean, I'm number three because I feel like I'm number three because I just, the song that's ranked, well, I rank number three, but I think I rank number three because I have fall off for a little second or promoting my stuff on that site, you know what I mean? Like, but they keep track of it, and people download your music, so they keep track. If your music registered, they keep track of the music, you know what I'm saying? So the more and more people download your music or you can put it on the site for sale, the more people buy it or download it, whatever, they keep track. And that's what that's what control your ranking, you know, so I don't have no control over the ranking. It's hard as I can push myself, and the more and more people I can get to listen to it, download it, share it, and get other people to actually buy it and stuff like that. That will cause ranking, but I rockin'. Like, I remain number one in the South Carolina area. Like, I live at number one. And to see I number three global, to see I number three on a global ranking, that ain't bad either out of, like, because the bottom ranking is, like, I think, like, 900 or something like that. I don't think you go no lower than like 900 and something. But
all right, I got another question for you, Mr. Black Boy. All right, what is your ranking on Reverb Nation?
What is my rank on Reverb Nation?
Correct.
Oh, I don't have a ranking yet because I had to start a new page. But ask me that in like 2 weeks and watch me tell you some outrageous shit, you feel me? Because I be on my shit and I got good music, so. But I don't know what my ranking is now because I just started this Reverb Nation page. Like, I've been sharing it on Facebook, telling people, you know, check it out. I got new music up. Like, my email has shut down on me. One of the emails I've been using, and that's the email I've been using to control the Reverb Nation page I had. I had to shut it down. So, but before, the old page I had, I was ranked six or five. Like 6 or 5.
I want to play this intro real quick. Give it a little spin by your boy Hollywood Black real quick. We'll be right back. You on radio.
What's up, nigga? Yeah. I hear y'all fuck niggas talking that shit. They playing with me all kind of motherfucking ways. Like y'all fuck niggas can't be touched. Get you on radio, nigga. They done cut the check. So you already know how I rock it, nigga. I ain't never hard to find. Last time that I checked, I'm the man on these streets. They call me Hollywood, the killer nigga beat. Glock 4-5 in the pocket full of crack. What the fuck you mean, nigga? Yeah, I do it for the trap. Nigga play with me and I'ma knock a break loose. Another pack gone, shout out to my nigga Juice. I don't gotta lie, niggas know me, I'm the truth. Got 100 niggas with me, everybody gon' shoot. Yellow Lamborghini, yellow diamonds, yellow model. Cut my last bitch off, why? Cause she don't wanna swallow. I'm ballin' on these niggas, you would think I hit the lotto. Yellin' at the way to talk about, bring another bottle. Yeah, it's going down, you know where I stay. Downtown, run the street, bitch, I'm from the bank. Hit her riding dirty, hunt around in the case. Neighborhood dope boy, yeah, my name whole way. Goons on day, yeah, I'm fucking with some killers. Killers 17-5, that's the numbers for the dealer. Dealers think I got a problem by the way I blow the thriller. With a house full of holes and a mouth full of sick hands. These niggas loving it, more money than the government. It's get you on the radio, nigga, we on some other shit.
Okay. Turn me up a little bit. Oh, you know it's about to happen. We all good.
Baby, this is Cleopatra. Remember you said you had want a love song? I jumped in my dually truck. I picked up Tyrus. I told him I needed a little love jam. Therefore, hey there, lonely girl. Yeah.
Come on. I know what it can get a girl back. I think the mama called it love, John. But my love's strong, so we did it with the lights on. Bang, I'm a classic man. Louis V. Lopez matching Keen in my hand, yo. And I'm still juice dripping. I see this woman juice for all the juice is what I'm giving. I'm gone.
Y'all know who that is. That was your boy, Black Boy. That song was awesome. Lonely Girl. About to wrap up the show, man. Black Mugga, Miss Geechee One. To all our young authors who came on the show, we really appreciate y'all. To all the listeners, we appreciate y'all. To everyone doing their thing in this media world, we appreciate y'all. Continue listening to the show. We're going to do it again next Wednesday. We keep it live all the time. Hill Black, where you at? Pharaoh Nino Brown, where you at? We're calling you out, man. Yo, we got Marco all day. Yo, y'all boy, come on out here, yo. Geechee One Radio. We out.
Audio.
Mom.
On the beat.
I couldn't find you. I couldn't find you.
Damn. 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 Damn.
remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, what you tell her? I couldn't find you. Oh, you forgot. Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke, 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 nigga. I couldn't find you. Bitch on the bone, kaboom. You know your bitch gon' choose. I'm dressing the separate shoes. My big bag called a Sailor Moon. In the city, I'm the man now. Money popping rubber bands now. Disrespect in his man down. Blue bank, keep my fair around. All this water dripping on my neck. No flow shit, bitches, VVS. Trouble counter, got them bitches next. Who are you, nigga? What you reference? Nolly baby, trot shit. Only 876 niggas can't clone me. Fuck a whole scene bout nothing. Don't shit move but the money. When I was broke, I couldn't find you.
Okay.
Oh, you forgot.
Okay.
Well, let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke,
for real.
I couldn't find you.
For real.
When I was broke,
when I was broke,
let me remind you then, nigga. When I was broke.